Welcome back, everybody. It is 18 minutes to two. We'll have news for you on the hour. Well, maths, a bit difficult for most of us, but Michael Hartley, as a young bloke, decided that he was going to share his knowledge, a knowledge that he had, I guess, inherent of maths, and to make it fun for everybody, because if you don't have fun with what you're doing, you don't tend to absorb the information. He created a website 5 years ago and has helped over 1 million people from 217 countries in the past year with a website that he created. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Good afternoon, Jenny.
Well, to have a mathematician in your life would be very handy.
Yes.
Have you been asked by friends and families to work out things for them?
Oh, very often. I'm my wife's calculator, for example, and anyone else who happens to need some maths done, and I'm handy.
At what age did you think that maths was going to be your life?
Well, I only realised it quite late. That would be during my university studies when I ruled out studying anything else one by one.
Yeah.
But I had the talent for mathematics from a very early age.
It was very clear to you?
I think so. Maths has always been very natural, very easy for me.
That's what we were just saying before we came on air, that sometimes in life people are lucky enough to have something that jumps out at you and you can go with it for the rest of your life and feel like you're achieving so much, aren't you? It's not hard work.
It's not hard work.
So with maths, we're not talking simple maths here, I guess, because you are currently with Down Under Geo Solutions.
That's right.
Which involves what?
Well, we do seismic data exploration. We do seismic data processing for the oil and gas exploration industry, and that involves quite a lot of complex mathematics. There's bits of statistics, bits of calculus involved, all kinds of.
How do you as a mathematician work that out? You're relying on technology, or?
Yes, my job involves converting the complex mathematics that describes rocks underground and putting them into the computer software so that the software knows what to do, basically.
How amazing. So what are you looking for when you get this information from down below?
People are, in our company, our clients are looking for oil and gas, basically.
Sure. Yeah. How interesting. Must be very exciting. Come across a few good finds?
Oh, some, but I never know what the good finds are.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the wrong department for that.
You do that bit of work and someone else does something else.
That's right.
Now, with your website, just tell us what it's called.
It's called Dr. Mike's Math Games for Kids.
And how did that come about?
About 5 years ago, when I was working in Malaysia, a friend of mine and I, we put our heads together to brainstorm a really useful website that would be useful for people. At first, we didn't care what the topic was, but then when we thought of maths games for kids, that just clicked.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's a minority, I would say, that children have a passion for maths. They know they have to learn it and they usually get a grip of it. But to actually have fun with it is absolutely the key to the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So you've put how many games together here?
There's about 83 resources, games and other resources on the website.
And give us an idea of the sort of games. What do they do?
Well, there's all different types. There's some you can play online. There's a whole bunch of printable ones.
Yeah.
There's some old favourites, like a description of FizzBuzz, for example, and some that I've invented myself, and some more obscure ones.
Difficult? Or they build up, do they?
There's a range of different difficulty levels, all the way from kindergarten to year seven.
Is it designed for parents to do it with their children, to get them excited about it?
Yes, it's designed for parents and teachers who are looking for resources to help kids with maths.
No, yeah, because, I mean, do you have children?
Yes.
Are they fine with maths?
They're having fun.
Yeah. They're having fun, of course, I guess. And so do you, with children, you would use them as guinea pigs, I suppose, to work out what is applicable?
Yes, yes.
So when you say kindergarten age, what sort of math game would you get them doing?
There's one where the parents can print out this nice picture of a horse and a robot with little bowls, and then they put sultanas in the bowls. Say, how many sultanas in this one? How many in that one? 3 and 5. Let's put them together.
Right.
How many there? 8.
Okay.
And the idea is that the kindergarten kid will, well, if not memorise that 3 plus 5 is 8, they'll get the idea of what addition is.
It's interesting you should say that, because I was talking to a teacher that's released a book on simple maths and rote learning.
Okay.
Just recently, because it's been acknowledged now by the government, as you would know, that it is extremely important to go back to phonics. talking about the language phonics. And so on. You know, and just the way we were taught, I suppose, by rote. And you were saying there, three there, four there, put them together, how many? That's how we learn it with apples and oranges and so forth with maths. But when you start getting into the complicated, complex situation of, of mathematics, what ages are sort of enjoying that? And what sort of gains would you have for that?
Okay, there's a few games where the idea is to pique the student's interest.
Of course.
With a fun game.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, the maths behind it is quite deep, and therefore it's an open-ended problem for the primary school kid.
So how long would they stay online to do something like that or print out? Is it something they would do on a daily basis?
It depends on the particular game. So some of them you might do it once a week with the child, or perhaps daily as long as they need it.
Have you heard that there have been some good results, that children have actually improved?
Yes, yes. One of the most fantastic emails I ever got was from a parent in the United States who, on Monday, their 11-year-old daughter was in tears because she didn't know her times tables and all her classmates did. And he went online and found my times tables tips. And by Friday, his daughter was so excited and begging everyone to test her on her times tables because they had just clicked for her.
That's great. Are there a couple of tips you can give on times tables? Because I know it used to be, there was a chart that used to hang behind the toilet door.
Ah, yes. Yes, well, charts have their use, but don't rely on them.
No, they can age. Yes. So how do you do it online with that?
Well, what I'd say is don't try to learn the times tables from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Learn the easy ones first. You know, learn your 10 times tables, then your 2 times tables, your 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the difficult times tables, like 7 and 8, you've pretty much learned them all already.
Yeah, true.
So, and there's more details, tips on specific numbers on the site.
And as an adult, we go back to how we were taught if we have to remind ourselves, an answer to a math question or whatever, we go 6, 6, 6, 7, 4, 28, that sort of thing. We do.
Yes, yes.
We just do. We can visualise the tables that we learn from. Now, how many countries are you going into?
Well, any country that has access to the internet.
They can go, of course they can, they can go online. But how have you reached them? Have they just come across you or?
More or less, yes. It's been a matter of, I put useful, wonderful games on the site. People use them and like them, and Google and Yahoo and Microsoft Search pick up on that and start sending...
Maths games for children sort of thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what's the address again for those that would like to have a look at it?
If you want to log on now, you can go to maths-games-for-kids.com.
Maths-games-for... As in the number 4?
F-O-R.
F-O-R for...
Kids.com.
Right. We've got that here. I think that'd be a great thing, even for grandparents, if they have their grandchildren over. Instead of having video games, they could have a bit of fun doing this.
Sure.
And grandparents can learn as well. Well,
grandparents have a lot more free time with the grandkids.
So it's maths-games-for, as in F-O-R, -kids.com.
That's correct.
Well, congratulations. 1 million people are in over 217 countries in the past year. That is phenomenal. And it's going to grow.
I hope so.
It's fantastic. I've not met a mathematician before.
Oh, well.
You look very clever.
It's your lucky day.
It is. I look forward to the lucky days. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mr. Michael Hartley, mathematician
and website owner,
and we have his address here.
For over 20 years, Perth Surgical Shoemakers and Wembley Shoes have provided free assessment.